Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Enjoying Success with Sharon Michaels on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Sharon Michaels of SharonMichaels.com, and welcome to Women Enjoying Success. Thank you so much for listening, and I believe that together we can achieve and even exceed our wildest expectations. There is definitely synergy and energy when we come together like this to discuss positive and empowering ways to succeed and enjoy our lives. The goal of this program and every Women Enjoying Success broadcast is to take an empowered look at how today's women are achieving and enjoying success, abundance, and prosperity. Together, we become even more self-confident, determined, and successful. Well, today I am super excited to introduce author Dawn Marie Carlson of DawnToDuskEnterprises.com. I'm excited because Dawn is an author of children's books and many, many other interests. I'm going to let Dawn tell you about herself and her business, but I just want you to know that this woman has many interests. And again, you can take your hobbies, your interests, your passion, your loves, and turn them into businesses. And that's what I'm so excited to talk to Dawn Marie about. Welcome, Dawn Marie.
Hi, Sharon. I'm so happy to be here, and thank you for the opportunity. I've followed your work for a long time, your blog and your podcasts and your newsletter messages, and they're so inspiring, and they've really helped me along the way, so thank you. My background, if that's okay.
Sure.
You mentioned my interests, and I do have a broad array of interests, and they've kind of inspired me to get where I am today. I'm an avid gardener, and I love music. I'm an avid photographer. I photograph my garden. I photograph my flowers, and I'm a bird watcher and a nature lover and an environmentalist. I'm also the dog parent of two dogs, Fuzzy and Romeo. And they are real characters and have inspired me to write two books about them. One is now published, an e-book called Fuzzy and Romeo Adventures, The Mysterious Intruder. And the second one, The Pooch Club Camping Adventure, is coming out hopefully in the next 2 weeks. They are my first books. They are based on real characters, not just my dogs, but all of the characters in the book are based on real dogs and people. And I interviewed the owners to get the personalities and character traits of them and weave them into the story. It's a fun adventure for kids of all ages, including me. It's the kind of story, as a young girl, I would have loved to read because I love dog stories. And I loved adventures, and I loved mysteries. And I thought if I wrote, I got this idea, and I thought this would be an entertaining piece for kids. It's a real nice story, and they have a little bit of a message in them. It's really pure entertainment. It's something I would have loved to have read when I was a little girl. So I think other kids will like it, too. Also, I have a background in marketing. I've been in marketing for my entire career, and I was actually doing some fundraising at Easter Seals. Also, I have a background in management and marketing for other companies. I have a bachelor's degree in management and a minor in geography. And my environmental background caused me to want to get a second degree in environmental planning, so I pursued that as well. So here's one thing I want you to know. That background ties in, all these things tie in with my book, because the dogs have adventures in special places, and the environment is a very much a large part of that. So that's how it's kind of woven together. I live in an area in Marin County in Northern California. It's a very inspiring place to be. It's a beautiful area. We're near the ocean. We're near the redwood trees. We have a lot of open space and trails to hike on, and I love doing that and taking my dogs there. So that's a little bit about me.
Your business, did you choose it or did it choose you?
Good question, Sharon. I believe that I chose my business. I found that I love marketing and I love writing. So in my business, I have several divisions. I have marketing communications, marketing consulting, fundraising consulting, photography, writing, and also my Fuzzy and Romeo adventure books. And I also have a garden design service. They're kind of all woven together. Sometimes a small business client needs a little bit of everything or more of one thing right now and maybe a different service later on. So I have these different interests available, and it kind of works together. But I really selected these different divisions because that's where my passion is. It's what I like to do. It's what I enjoy doing. And nothing excites me more when I'm working with a new client and they say, I really need some marketing help. You know, I don't know what to write in my brochure. Well, I'm here to help you with that. And I get really excited about it because I see how they can go to a new level with their own business.
Well, I see how all of your interests in your businesses weave together. Did you ever think going to school and to college and getting your degrees, seeing all your interests would weave together in your business?
I had no idea at all. You know, it seems that as though while you're in your career, you're focusing on this thing, and then perhaps something happens with your position and you move to a different company, or you're assigned a new assignment because the company's going in a different direction, and things change and you have to be flexible. Before you know it, everything's like a stepping stone, and you look back and you see how things unfolded, and you go, okay, I see how that happened, and it's a good thing that happened, or this happened, or I learned those new things, or I broadened my interests and took my career to a new level, to a different place. All that experience comes together, and here I am. And now, instead of working for all these other companies, I'm working for me. I'm doing what I want to do, and that excites me. That inspires me. I love that.
It's fun to get up in the morning, isn't it?
It is. You know, my cousin in Wisconsin writes and says, oh, I hate Mondays. Oh, great, it's Friday. I don't have to work tomorrow. It's like, I never have that. I work 7 days a week. I get up at 5 in the morning. I work till 11 o'clock at night, and I never complain. It's just what I like to do.
It's important to turn your passion into what you love to do and make it a business. Well, Dawn Marie, I just want to remind our listeners that we're talking with Dawn Marie Carlson of DawnToDuskEnterprises.com. And Dawn, tell us about your new book. It is absolutely wonderful, Fuzzy and Romeo's Adventures. It is so much fun. Tell us about this book. What inspired you to write this book?
My dogs, they're so funny, and they just make me laugh. And the book's not a humorous book, but, I mean, they inspire me because of the just different antics they do. But I think that more than anything, I just was inspired by the idea of creating an adventure, a fun adventure for kids that they would find entertaining, because I really want to inspire kids to read. And I want grandparents and parents and aunts and uncles and brothers and sisters to read to kids. I saw a very disturbing thing on Facebook this morning where people don't read books after they graduate from high school, college, etc. They had all these statistics of people who aren't reading enough. Also, you know, a lot of kids don't like reading. They'd rather send text messages or play games on their phones, and when instead they could be developing their educational pursuits and reading books and discovering the world of books and how it can open all kinds of new educational opportunities in the future, career opportunities, new hobbies they might want to pursue. I want kids to read, and I want adults to read to them and inspire them to love books. love going to the library, love going to bookstores. Open a book and fall into it, share it with a kid. And this is a story that you can do that.
How do you come up with your ideas for your books?
Well, it doesn't take much for me because I'm a very creative soul. But being in an inspiring environment really helps. Sometimes I sit on the deck and just look outside and I just start writing. If I have pen and paper or a computer, it doesn't take much. I write longhand. I write it all out. You know, sometimes it's something someone says or something I observe or a setting, or I get ideas from everywhere, anything. I'm easy. I can write about a lot of different topics, and sometimes it's just for practice, and sometimes it develops into something, which is exactly how these stories developed. I thought about it for a long time, and I thought, you know, I need to write this down because the more I think about it, the more it's unfolding in front of me. And I started taking a lot of notes, and, you know, you do different drafts, and then you redo the whole thing 50 times. And before you know it, it starts looking like something good to look at. And I go through a ton of edits, and even the version I sent to you to look at, I've edited again. I'm always tweaking it. And I could do that till my very last day. But I like to write, and I write all the time about a lot of different topics. But this series, Fuzzy and Romy Adventures, I have drafts for a lot of different places and mysteries and adventures that they'll go on with Pooch Club members, and they're going to go all over the place and do fun things. So different environments inspire me, things that I see, things I hear.
What advice would you give to someone who maybe have some writing ideas in their head, but they're afraid to put them down on paper, like they're going to be judged, or maybe they're not good enough? What advice would you give them?
Well, fear is a big thing, and you've probably heard it means F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. Don't be afraid. Took me a long time. Didn't take me long to write down these stories. It took me a long time to share them, and here's what I did. I actually entered some creative writing in the Marin County Fair, which is our local county fair, in the creative writing category, along with some other artwork that I have. I was petrified, but I just said, you know, I'm just going to do it. I didn't talk to anyone about it. I just did it. I didn't know what I won until I went to the fair to see what the results were. And much to my surprise, my creative writing won Best of Show. And it inspired me further. That was just, I mean, I worked hard to make that happen, but I just put myself out there, and that's what you have to do. You just have to do it. Take the leap, have faith in your skill, your work, your art, be creative, put it out there. You know, put your work out there. I write a blog, and mainly I write it not only to communicate whatever topic I'm writing about that day, but it's practice for me to keep writing. And the more I write, the better I get at it, and the more topics I explore, and the more creative I get, and the better I get at it. But it inspires me to keep going, and I have to keep going with it. That's a good start. You can start your own blog. But if I hear it from people all over the place, oh, that's so great that you publish your book. Oh, that's wonderful. You know, I have a story, and I say, write it down and publish it. Just do it. You can do it. Have faith. You can do it.
Good advice. Very good advice. Tell us, Dawn Marie, what is the best thing about working for yourself?
It's just so exciting, Sharon. I really like the opportunity to be creative, to assist other people with their business, to assist them with moving their business forward. And I get great satisfaction of helping people. I always have. And I would say that when you give, you get more back.
Well, let me ask you this question. When you look into your crystal ball, and into the future of your business, let's just say 5 years from now, what do you see in the future?
Well, I see a shelf full of Fuzzy and Romeo adventure books in the bookcase. And then I see a row of gardening books in the bookcase. And I see a lot more customers in my different divisions for my business, my marketing and garden design, photography, you know, being able to help more people with their businesses, having so much business that I need more help to fulfill the requests that I have. So a lot more writing and a lot more business development.
How passionate are you about writing? Would you say that's something you look forward to every day?
Completely. I do love writing, and I was writing this morning. I wrote a little piece on my blog because I had other things to do. I love writing every day, and when I don't write, I get real cranky. So I have to write every day because otherwise no one wants to be around me. It's kind of like working in the garden. If I don't get to the garden, I get cranky. If I don't photograph, I get real cranky, you know. Not that I'm a cranky person, but, you know, I'm just saying. It's my creative outlet, and it feels good to write. And it's kind of like when people say they go to the gym and they work out, and you get this rush of endorphins afterwards. It's the same feeling. You know, after I go for a walk or a hike, I feel so good afterwards. And, you know, after I garden, I feel good afterwards. After I write, I feel good afterwards. The editing is not so much fun, but then I think, well, I'm making it better and better. So, you know, I read it and I go, what was I thinking? Oh, not that word, this word.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fun to write. And sometimes it's fun to explore a new topic. And, you know, like with this mysterious intruder, that was a fun topic. And then the next book is completely different. The Pooch Club Camping Adventure is not a mystery. Well, it has a little mystery in it, but mainly it's the adventure that the characters go on and where they go that's the fun part of it. So for me, when I'm writing that out, I'm having fun with them along the way. And I'm there. I'm kind of like flying at 25,000 feet watching all this unfold, and I'm part of it too. And so it's really fun to do that. If you don't write, try it. I think that you'd really find that you have something good to say, and it'll be interesting when you're done. Just write. Don't stop. Don't edit along the way. Just free fall. Just write, write, write. And when you're done, read it, and you're going to be really surprised. Wow, I wrote it. I completed it. It's finished. And then do it again. Write on a different topic. Really challenge yourself and explore new writing. That's what I do, and I love it.
Great advice. To all the women listening out there who are thinking of writing a book or starting their own business, what would be one piece of advice that you'd want them to know?
Have faith in yourself because you can do it. Some people might think, well, I don't have a degree in English, I don't have a degree at all, or I don't have the right training. You can get the training, you can gain the skill. Turn on your computer, go to the internet. I am studying my craft every day. I have books, I've got a library, I read blog articles, I read newsletters, I have watched a lot of webinars, I've watched listened to podcasts, I'm always developing my skills to a higher level. I just got a huge dictionary with 1,700 pages because I was frustrated with my old one because I couldn't find the words I wanted. Do that. Buy books. Read them. Get, you know, better at your craft. If it's a topic that you like, learn as much as you can about it. Feel inspired by that knowledge. And just keep working at it and challenge yourself to get better and better every day in every way.
And you can't see me and the listeners can't see me, but I'm shaking my head in agreement with you. Wonderful,
thank you.
Wonderful words of advice. Wonderful words of advice. Dawn Marie Carlson, I want to thank you so much for sharing your time with us. You gave us so much inspiration and so many words of wisdom. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sharon. I really appreciate this opportunity. I hope everyone watches more of Sharon's work, her newsletters, her blog, her podcasts, and her webinars, because she has great things to say. And I have your book, too.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. And again, thank you. Well, I want to remind everyone, we were talking to Dawn Marie Carlson, author of the children's book, Fuzzy and Romeo's Adventures, The Mysterious Intruder. And look for more of her books coming out as the Pooch Club Camping Adventure is going to come out, as she said, probably in the next couple of weeks. And again, you can find Dawn Marie Carlson at dawntoduskenterprises.com. There's also a link right here on our Blog Talk Radio page. Well, again, a reminder, you can download and listen to all of the Women Enjoying Success programs 24/7 right on your computer. And they're also available through iTunes under Women Enjoying Success as a free podcast. And to my listeners, I invite you to subscribe to my newsletter, Unlimited Success for Women, at unlimitedsuccessforwomen.com. You can also keep up with me on Twitter at Sharon Michaels and also on Facebook at Women Enjoying Success. Well, again, this is Sharon Michaels saying please remember that I believe in you. And until next time, enjoy all of your successes and thank you so very much for listening.